All right, I'm going to go quick here. I just want to talk about where we've gone since I started. 1999, our budget was $14 million. 2015, $26 million. School bus cost back then $41,000. Today it's $85,000. Our tax rate in 1999 per thousand, $12.06. Today it's $8.79. You got to go back to the 87-88 school year where it was 8.43. And always, everybody asks why the taxes still go up when they open up their sheet. Well, I refer them to the assessor's office because that's out of our control. Our student achievement has jumped. We talked about that in the board meetings. Professional development for our teachers and administrators. I've always asked them if they need more. So we do what we can to prepare our staff for the next generation. How do I do to produce or get a better board member out of myself? I go to ABLE meetings, which is put on by the School Board Association. They teach how to do the do's and don'ts about being a good board member. I got the ABLE 1 and ABLE 2 certificates for completing both of those classes. I've missed one meeting in 16 years in the school board. And that's the same day that we joint venture with the city on the soccer complex. I can remember it. I had my hips done that day, so I was kind of out of commission that day. So, first time ever, we got a 2-year contract with CEA. And I'm going to take a lot of the help I did on that to get that done. First time ever, we've got a 2-year contract. We beat out all the nonsense, got to work, got it handled, and I got to thank Tom Borchers and his staff from the CEA, the teachers group, for really stepping up and helping us out on that. The CESA, which is our bus drivers and everything, have always been on a 2-year contract, so that's been a great deal. Pay for our superintendents. Ladies and gentlemen, we have probably one of the lowest paid superintendents. Both of them were lowest paid in a community of our size and our conference for the years of service that put in. We have a lot of husband-wife teams that work at our school. We have teachers with a lot of service. So what that means is they must like something we are doing at the Carroll High School. So I've always made decisions on what's best for students and staff. That's what I've always done for 16 years. So I ask for your support and a vote in the upcoming election. Thank you.
Sorry, it took too much
time. More than a minute.
Yeah.
First of all, I just want to say thanks again for inviting all 5 of us, and appreciate the opportunity also to voice my opinion and also hear everybody else's. My number one thing is just my experience in education at the different levels. You know, I've been a teacher, been a principal, also been had the ability to hire staff, lead staff, train staff, parent myself as well, chose to come back to the community, involved in the instructional support levy. I would say one of the key cogs, main speaker involved in that, and I think that is really going to benefit the school district, you know, for years to come, and that has continued to energize my passion for education, and that's the number one thing that I have. So I appreciate it. You know, I would appreciate your vote, but more or less, make sure you vote and encourage others to. Thank you.
I also like to thank everybody for being here today and listen to us talk for a while, and I want to just reemphasize how I want to really bring a fresh perspective to the board. I want to be able to be the person who kind of thinks beyond what's typical school board speak, and to be able to offer my input and my common sense of that. I feel like I've got some pretty solid leadership skills. I've been involved in leadership roles throughout my entire adult life, and so I would appreciate your vote. And also, there is another week yet to vote absentee as well. So don't feel like you have to wait until next Tuesday to vote. Thanks.
Thanks. You know, my husband and I decided to move back to Carroll 5 years ago when our son was getting ready to enter into preschool. And we knew we didn't want him to go to the Des Moines school. He and I both had a great childhood in Carroll and a great education here. So now that we've been here and we've gotten ourselves settled, I'm very proud to be able to start trying to take a more active leadership role in the community. And it makes me proud to join my other high school contemporaries that did the same. We've got Adam Schwiers, graduated in the same class as me. Aaron Juergens graduated in the same class as me. So I think it's really neat to see people from our generation step up and try to be active and leaders in our community, and I hope that I get the opportunity to do that for you all. Thanks.
I, too, want to thank you all for coming and for allowing us to be able to speak with you. And I also want to thank these four people to my left, because I think it's great that we have a full candidacy so that way we have people to vote for, because it's our right to vote and it's our right to be able to choose the right person. And so I want to thank these four for also stepping up along with me to be able to fill those three spots. In closing, I would like to say some of the things that wasn't included in that article that I had written in there was I also do other things in the community. I'm on the professional advisory committee with the St. Anthony Hospital, Polk Mouth and Hospice. I also work with out of Swan Lake with the Carroll Conservation Center. I also work at the with Domestic Sexual Assault Outreach Center, and there's other agencies in the community. Now you ask me, well, how do you have time for do all that? Well, I'm going to tell you, when you have a passion for something, and school is part of my passion, you find time. And so this is what I'm going to do now. And I really think that being on the school board is something that I could do to help the community. With the history of me being in the community, I feel that I can help with you. So I would ask politely that if you could vote for me, I would appreciate it. Thank you.
Very good.